Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, last year, after the Florida legislature passed several laws restricting rights for transgender people, many members of that community said they no longer felt safe. Some left the state. But as Regan McCarthy of member station WFSU reports, in Tallahassee, one transgender woman is working to build a system of support.
It's a Saturday night at the Rose Room in Tallahassee, and drag queen Vache Aviance is about to get the evening's entertainment started. But first,
I need a drink and a burger.
Vache Aviance is the alter ego of Janelle Diaz, an LGBTQ+ advocate and the founder of Capital T, an organization that provides services for transgender people, including a safe house, job search assistance, and referrals to legal aid. It's one of the few places in North Florida offering help specifically for transgender people. Diaz started it after she couldn't find the support she needed during her own transition.
It should not make you angry how I'm living my life. And I think that's what makes me want to fight so much more for the cause, for my organization, you know, like Capital T being here in the Bible Belt.
Last year, the Florida legislature passed several laws restricting transgender rights, banning gender-affirming care for most minors, and reducing access to care for adults. Another law requires people to use bathrooms that match their sex assigned at birth in some government buildings, and another measure barred children from adult live performances, such as drag shows. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis said the measures were about letting, quote, kids be kids.
There's a lot of nonsense that gets floated around, and what we've said in Florida is we are going to remain a refuge of sanity and a citadel of normalcy, and kids should have an upbringing that reflects that.
Opponents call the laws a slate of hate, endangering an already vulnerable group. Several of the measures have been temporarily blocked by the courts, but Diaz says the damage has already been done.
Even before the legislation and even before the laws, it was already still tough. But now it just makes it even worse, you know?
Diaz says she's proud to be the transgender woman she is today, but she wasn't always comfortable with herself.
So for me, being able to do drag was just like, at first, it actually was an outlet for me to kind of like express my true self because I wasn't yet transitioned yet.
Diaz remembers seeing celebrity drag performer RuPaul on TV back in the 90s, the first time she'd ever seen a drag queen.
I was like, oh my God, like, wow, can I do that? Can I do this?
Earlier this year, Diaz had a full circle moment when an organization called the Rainbow Book Bus, backed by RuPaul, partnered with Capital T to bring a traveling book fair to Tallahassee, offering books that had been targeted for bans in some Florida schools. Adam Powell is the executive director of the Rainbow Book Bus. He heard Diaz speak last year when her organization received a grant from Way Out, an organization supporting LGBTQ+ youth, and he was excited to meet her.
To support work and spotlight the work that Janelle's doing, because I think it's really, really important, and I think they're absolutely amazing.
Diaz hopes to expand Capital T to open more safe houses throughout the region.
I'm actually really hopeful and excited for what tomorrow is going to bring. I am. I really, really am.
Diaz hopes it will be her legacy. For NPR News, I'm Regan McCarthy in Tallahassee.